Hi, Paul Slack. It's Good News Plan. I'm speaking to Dr. George Parada. Hi, doctor. How are you?
Well, thank you.
Now, we're talking with an MD, an MPH, FACP, FIDSA. Dr. George, you have a lot of titles here. You studied hard, correct?
I got enamored with education. Forgot I had to earn a living.
Well, I don't know. You know, you're a medical advisor, National Pest Management Association, medical director, Loyola University Medical System Infection Control Program in Chicago, and dot, dot, dot. And we're going to talk about something that's very important by far for anybody that has ever been bitten by a mosquito or has gotten a tick bite. This is very serious. A lot of deer out there, and I think mice, and you'll tell us about that, how to protect ourselves, what are the symptoms, and thank you very much, because, you know, it's a little bit very concerning, because we like the woods, and we like nature. What do we do?
Okay, well, you know, we wait all year for the summer and the good weather, and basically we should go out and enjoy it. Unfortunately, there are some risks associated with exposures to insects, because ticks and mosquitoes are very well known to transmit certain infections. There are more than 65 infections that can be transmitted by ticks. The most common in America is Lyme disease, but there are others like Rocky Mountain spotted fever, babesia, ehrlichiosis, anaplasmosis, which can be very serious and even life-threatening if not diagnosed and treated. Mosquitoes, the most common is West Nile virus of the mosquito-borne infections. But there are others that are very famous and dangerous. We had a little bit of Zika transmission in Florida last year. Occasionally dengue and something called chikungunya appear in the United States. And of course, in the world, there's bigger problems like malaria and yellow fever, which are very important mosquito-borne infections.
Well, you know, as you say, and malaria is an old one. There are people, you know, recognizing mosquitoes. So, I mean, let's talk, is it countrywide concern in the sense that I'm in the Northeast, I'm in the New York area, our program goes out all over the world, but let's stick with the United States right now. Is there certain parts of the country that are more concerned? I mean, do we have more deer in the Northeast than the South? And is it the deer? Or let's stick with the ticks right now.
Okay. Well, there's certain regionalisms for different tick-borne infections, and in the Northeast, you know, that's Lyme Central. I grew up in the New York area, did a lot of my training in New York and Massachusetts and Connecticut, so that's Lyme Central. And we know it's closely related to the mice and deer population, which have increased. You know, there's not a lot of hunters in suburban America, but unfortunately there be deer there. And so we've seen a great increase in the number of ticks and infected ticks, increasing the likelihood that the people what get bitten by the tick and pick up Lyme. So it's a real concern.
Someone told me that it's also even a concern in the wintertime. Is that right? On the ticks do still live during that period and could affect you? Is that wrong?
It's, for the most part, not a worry in the winter. You know, the ticks go through a different, also depends upon which tick, but right now we're concentrating on the black-legged tick, and that's the transmitter of Lyme disease. It goes through different phases, nymphal, larval, adult. And at the end of the day, they feed mostly in the spring into summer. That's nearly where all infections are transmitted, at least in the Northeast, where you have very distinct different seasons. So it really is a summer issue.
Uh-huh. What is the National Pest Management Association?
So this is an organization that helps try to organize and inform people about problems that are related to pests, whether they be insect-driven infections or other pests in general, cockroaches and the risk that that poses for asthma. So a whole host of things. And they have a very informative website, pestworld.org. And it has some very funny and interesting links and information there. So I would direct you in that direction to see a wider gamut of what they do.
You did say the word funny, didn't you, Dr. Parada?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, some people are repulsed by insects and some people think they're very interesting. And certainly it's fascinating how many different things can be associated with insects and pests. At least for me, it is. I've always been very interested in these issues.
Well, myself as well. Now, I'm a fortunate guy. I have a little backyard here in Manhattan. All right. And so I'm being blessed right now with a few blue jays. OK. How about birds? Are birds a concern?
Well, the problem with birds is they can be infected and they are targets of mosquitoes as well. West Nile propagated itself across the America by infecting birds, and then the birds would go through their migratory routes, get to faraway places where local mosquitoes would bite them, and then start biting people. And so, yes, a West Nile infected bird could land in your backyard, a mosquito bite that, and then bite you. The other thing that birds can do is they can be the bus or the transport mechanism for ticks. And so sometimes ticks will get on a bird and it will migrate elsewhere. Then the tick will will land in a new area and will try to colonize that area. And that's how we get expansion of both mosquito and tick-borne infections and the bird, the role that birds play in that.
And another thing, I had a waterfall, all right, I built in here. And then we all got concerned with the West Nile virus, standing water, because we didn't have a pump pumping it all the time. And so we covered that in. And then I had one spot with a little bit of open water. And in the city here, they're very cautious, and they bring that out, that if you have any standing water, you best not have it. And do you suggest everybody to give that look around, tires, you know, sometimes people say if they might have some old tires sitting out there, water might get in there. What do you suggest for people to do?
Well, you're spot on. Everything that you said is exactly on point. And the big problem is standing water. If it's moving water, if it's a fountain, not the issue. But even a half inch of standing water is enough for mosquitoes to breed. And so it is important to look around and try to make sure that all standing water is drained, that your drain pipes are not semi-clogged, and that there's water, you know, up and above you that you don't even know about with mosquitoes breeding there. So I agree with everything that you've said, and I endorse what the city says with regard to trying to eliminate standing water.
In the summertime, if you see a little rash on your body, you don't see what do we see when we see a tick? We see a little something sticking in your body?
Okay, so number one is just the tick itself latched onto your skin. And you know, that's usually scary enough. It's like, oh my God, there's an insect attached to me. But in fact, you shouldn't panic, because it's not going anywhere, and they are easily removed with a good set of tweezers. With just a firm and steady pull on that tick, you try to grab it as close to the skin as possible, it will come off. You don't want to jerk it or twist it, because then it might rip and the mouth parts may stay behind. And with regard to the rash that you're mentioning, that alludes to the specific problem of Lyme disease. The most common first symptom of Lyme disease, and it appears in 70 to 90% of infections, is this rash that starts as a circle, will often have central clearing, so it'll end up looking like a ring or an annular rash, and therefore it gets its name as bullseye rash. The formal name is erythema migrans. And that is always a big red flag for Lyme disease. And if that appears, you should seek medical attention, because the earlier Lyme is treated, the greater the success. It has a tremendously high cure rate if treated early.
Two quick last questions. One is your pets and your pets, your dogs, your cats. If they're going in the woods with you, look at their bodies too? The ticks get on them as well, and mosquitoes?
Yes, you know, and the main thing is a tick check should be part of our habit, be it for our pets or for ourselves. And for instance, with Lyme disease, the tick has to feed for 24 to 48 hours before it transmits infection. So it's important at the end of the day, after a hike or just a walk, that you look over your body, you look over your pet, because if the tick is there, you are in time to remove the tick and not get into trouble, or not have the tick drop off in your home, and now you're getting a tick bite at home because your dog brought it home.
Oh, boy. Last question. We're very involved with World Peace, International Day of Peace, September 21st. I asked many people, what does peace mean to them? Dr. Parada, what does peace mean for you?
I think it's a sense of calmness. It's a sense of that things are right in the world, and that would be good.
I love it. Thank you very much. Thanks for sharing a lot of important information with us, and be careful like everybody else.
Okay.
Take care. Thank you.